Welcome everybody to the December 6th Finance Committee. The first thing we're going to do is consider the finding that as a result of the COVID emergency, the meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health and safety of attendees. And so we're going to proceed as a Zoom meeting. Are there any comments from the public?
I do have a hand raised, John Sullivan.
Go ahead, John.
Marty, thank you. I'm asking the question again in regard to the 2019-2020 audit adjustments, journal entries, if that list has been finalized and approved and those journal entry postings made to the 2020 year-end financial statements post-audit?
I think that's a question for the Poon Group, unless Paula can answer that.
I'm happy to take that question if you need.
Oh, you're here, Vanessa. I didn't know that. Okay.
Hi. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Morning.
I guess nobody's on video, but I'll be on video. I can address your question, John. The audit for 2020 has been finalized. The trial balance itself was adjusted as part of the audit process, including any impacts that were journal entried by the auditor to that trial balance. Now, if staff, for whatever reason, in rolling forward to the next year into 21, did not roll those balances correctly, that is part of our work to ensure that the fund balances match the prior year audit. If it does not, a correcting entry is made under our audit and accounting standards under GAAP, and we would post a prior period adjustment to fund balance to correct those amounts in the 2021 audit. The numbers you're going to see in the 2022-23 are predominantly cash basis and will not have an impact on those numbers in the budget versus actual report. Happy to take any other questions.
Well, I need to follow up. So the question is, has that work been completed to your satisfaction?
No, it's in process. We are in process and looking at the June 30, 2021 numbers that are being delivered to the auditor. Those will not be done as of this meeting. That is an in-process project. That's our task one.
Do you have the auditor's listing of those audit adjustments to the trial balance?
I absolutely do.
And how many of them are there? I was told at one time there were over 30, but I don't know what
the number is. 20 or more.
Okay. Is there an ability of the to prepare those for distribution to the community at the December meeting so we can see what the nature of those trial balance adjustments were?
I default to the chair for the response on that.
I think we're not going to release the audit until it's complete.
I think he's asking for the 2020 audit adjustments, and those may have already been delivered. I'm not positive if the public has access to those yet.
Well, I don't even have access to them yet. So
for the 2020, yes, sometimes an auditor will attach those entries to the management representation letter. Sorry, folks. It's busy season and I've got people calling. I got to mute my phone.
Actually, to determine whether or not those entries have been made in after the 99-20 audit, it will reflect into the 2021 audit that you're preparing.
Correct.
And we'll be able to see that when it's available.
Correct. What an auditor does is they look at the net position fund balances as of the end of 2020 and compare it to 2021 beginning balances. And if it matches, we know we're copacetic. Everything made it into the trial balance, rolled forward into the 2021 audit. Now, there are corrective internal control issues we're all still working on. Those don't have a financial impact, but are corrective internal control issues. Okay. And I think we're out of time.
Are there any other comments from public?
Yes, sir. Richard Gears.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm unclear about the status of the 2021 budget. It sounded like you were saying it was done. I think that was a misstatement. So my question is, what is the status of the 2021 audit now?
We are working on, part of our task is to evaluate the audit readiness of the organization for 2021. And we're looking at the data that has been prepared by staff and delivered to the auditor. And when we finalize and sign off on that, we will let the auditor start their audit process. That has not begun yet. We're looking at probably later this year, early next year to start that process. They're in the middle of their government audit busy season, just like we are. And so we're trying to trajectory it along with those audits. But at this point, we're still working on those numbers.
Okay, thank you. That is my question.
Any other comments?
No.
Then I think I'd like to move item number 5 before 4. So that's Paula.
Yes, good morning, everyone. Thank you. Just a quick update on the developer deposits. Staff have been working on reconciling and reviewing all of the files to get some of these accounts closed out and moved on. We have closed out one file for Rancho North, and right now we're currently working on the retreats with the original developer. And then once that account is closed out, we'll be moving on to the new developer account and get that one settled. There are several of these that have been outstanding for a couple of years. So we're going back to the beginning of 21-22. All of these for the statements, all of these accounts are being researched and reviewed and thoroughly looked at to the beginning of opening the account. So we're going back as far back as the original date of opening opening up the developer deposit count to ensure that we're carrying over the proper amounts, capturing all of the relative invoices and labor costs associated with it, ensuring that the numbers are matching with what's in the system and carrying forward the balances or the deficits. And then we're going to start closing all of those out. So we do expect to have those up to date and have those letters sent out for all of them by the end of January.
How many are there?
Right now I have about 10.
Okay.
That are the priority.
Are there others beyond the priority?
There are. We do have the new developments that have recently opened up, like the Taco Bell, the Tractor Supply. These are more of the priority ones for the previous existing developments that we need to clean up.
Oh, so it's the more recent ones that don't need attention because
they're not
done yet, right?
Right, right.
Okay. Is there anything else to add?
I have nothing else. Are there any questions?
No hands up.
Okay. Okay, let's go on to the update on the draft budget to actual report.
Let me bring that up. I did receive it, and I will post it as soon as the meeting's over for everybody that wants to take a look at it. And I will make it big enough that we can possibly read it. That will help. Let me do it one more time. And Vanessa will speak to this.
And Amelia, just I'm going to follow along on my screen just because I won't be able to see your screen as well. So what I'm going to talk about, this draft report, it's still in draft, and we're still working with staff on it. We've resolved several things since the last time that this was presented. The purpose of today's meeting is really to present the draft to the Finance Committee. As I recall from the board, the two board members have had a chance to provide some feedback to me already that were on the Ad Hoc Transition Committee, and I've incorporated those changes. It's really now an opportunity for any of the other Finance Committee members to provide input into the report, any changes they'd like to be to have made, and then the report would be finalized. I can go through what changes were made since the last draft, if that's the pleasure of the committee, or we can just take it at face value.
Why don't you just point out what the changes are?
Okay. So I'm going to stick to the first two pages of the report. In the revenue section, you can see that we broke this down into taxes, charges for services, and other revenue. And we did that with intent to kind of isolate the taxes from the charges for services. Charges for services are what you would see on your utility bill on a monthly basis. And so those would be in sync and come from that system. The other revenue is what we consider in terms of the district, your miscellaneous receipts or deposits for other purposes. And those come in for a variety of reasons. But mainly we've got those classified in here. I'm going to work with staff on one more change to that, which is they've coded things into a category called other sales and other revenue. I'd like to make that into a more meaningful description. And so we've got the deposits now. We did not have a backup previously when we looked at the last draft. So now that we have all the backup, except for a few items that are not significant, we want to work through those with staff, and we'll get you a better and more meaningful account code. That's what's actually in the general ledger system now. Down towards the bottom, and I apologize, you can see under the D, I should have made that a little lighter on the draft stamp, but that transfer out to reserves is a number that's equivalent to the reserve collection amount up in charges for services of $181,251. You see that on the fourth line down from the top. That number, that's the amount of reserves that you're paying on your utility bill or towards reserves to establish those reserves account. And so it doesn't necessarily support current operations. It supports your capital expenditures. And so I'm going to be working on one more modification to this report before we finalize it to show that coming into the reserve account and then show the spending coming out of the reserve account. And we'll probably likely put that towards the bottom of this report so that you can see that clearly. Other than that, minor changes were just made just based on getting additional data and information for this report. But what that does is that $181,000 coming out, the net transfer, you can see at the bottom line for year to date, we eliminated all the prior year information just because it was trend data that I use internally. And this is really just giving you July and August combined. So it's a year to date, 2 month total. Bottom line is an increase in that position of $303,000. You're at about 23% of the budget with 2 months gone. So, you know, 2 months is 16.67%. So you're tracking a little higher than where I would expect at 2 months, and you haven't collected your property taxes, which come in two installments during the year, generally in January, May, with a supplemental that comes in August. Next page. Same presentation. This, however, is showing the breakout of administration and revenue and expenditures by program or by operation function. And you can see we've got our total revenues, our total expenditures, and at the bottom line, our increase in that position at 303,404. You can see that those reserve transfers here, 100,000, 100, 570,000 down under transfers out under water is the water portion, and then 80,682 is for wastewater. So there is no other collection of reserves on the utility bill other than for water and wastewater. So with that, those are the two pages I presented at the board. Further into the budget, you'll see each of those categories of 100, 200, 250, 260, 400, and 500. You can see the detail of each of those functional areas broken out in and of their cells as a specific profit and loss statement. And so that completes my prepared remarks. Anything else you need me to talk about, Marty, on that?
No, you explained it well, and you incorporated what we talked about previously, so I'm happy.
So I guess the question would be, is there comments from the remainder of the Finance Committee on any questions or changes they may have on the report? If not, our next steps would be to incorporate the reserves and then produce it for final for the board adoption.
And that's going to happen for the December board meeting?
That is the plan, yes.
Great. Any comments from the public?
I have no hands raised.
Okay, thank you for that, Vanessa. The next thing we were talking about is a measure R.
So I promised that I would bring an updated count. This was as of last Tuesday, November 29th. And they updated every Tuesday. So this afternoon, I'll have a new count. We had 59% no votes at 2,048 and 40% yes votes at 1,410. And because we needed to have a 67.67% yes in order to pass this measure, it even with the vote left, I don't think that it passed. So I don't know if you want me to bring it back next month, Marty?
I don't know when this county is going to be. The last one I looked at, there was like 4,600 or something votes cast. And so it's obviously failed because there's more no votes than possible to overturn it. So I think... I think we're just going to wait till the county gives the official results and we'll present it at the board meeting and accept it as it is.
And I'll get an email from the county when they close the counting, and I'll report that at the board meeting.
Okay.
Okay, that's easy.
Any comments from the staff? I have none.
I wanted to remind everybody that the Improvements Committee will be a special meeting this month, and we will hold it tomorrow, Wednesday, December 7th at 3 p.m. And there's a Zoom link on the internet.
Yes, that's correct. Sounds good. Well, thank you for everybody, and we're adjourned.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk soon.
Bye. Have a great day, Vanessa. We'll talk to you
later. I'll call you in a little bit.
Okay, bye.